Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today we're diving into a topic that's as relevant now as it was thousands of years ago, false prophets and teachers. We'll explore their presence in the Christian faith, both in biblical times and today, and discuss the significant impact they can have on believers. Today's Bible verses are from 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 to 2. There were also false prophets among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you, who will introduce destructive heresies and even deny the master who ransomed them, bringing swift destruction on themselves. Many will follow their licentious ways, and because of them, the way of truth will be reviled. That's 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 to 2.
Let's dive into the topic of false prophets and teachers. You know, it's fascinating how the Bible warns us about these individuals and how relevant that warning still is today. We're told that false prophets existed among God's people in the past and that false teachers would continue to emerge in the future. These individuals aren't just spreading harmless misinformation. They're introducing destructive heresies that can shake the very foundations of faith. Some even go as far as denying the master who ransomed them. It's a serious matter with serious consequences. What's particularly troubling is how persuasive these false teachers can be. Many people end up following their deceptive ways, and as a result, the way of truth gets twisted and mocked. It's a ripple effect that can cause significant damage to individual believers and the church as a whole. This isn't just ancient history. We see similar patterns today with individuals who distort biblical truths for their own gain or to push their own agendas. It's a reminder that we need to stay vigilant and discerning in our spiritual journey. Now let's talk about something crucial in our Christian walk: the delicate balance between unity and truth. As believers, we're called to love one another and maintain unity. But here's the challenge. We can't sacrifice sound doctrine for the sake of harmony. It's true that Christians, like anyone else, can have disagreements. Sometimes these are minor, like different interpretations of certain passages. Other times they're more significant. But here's the thing. Division among believers is considered sinful because it disrupts our unity in Christ. However, and this is important, it's equally wrong to downplay the significance of sound doctrine in the name of love and unity. We can't turn a blind eye to false teachings that deny the core beliefs of our faith. So, how do we navigate this? It's about finding that sweet spot where we can disagree on non-essentials while standing firm on fundamental truths. We need to cultivate an environment where we can have respectful discussions, challenge each other's thinking, and grow together in our understanding of God's word. Remember, love and truth aren't mutually exclusive. In fact, they go hand in hand. True love seeks the best for others, and that includes guiding them towards truth. At the same time, truth without love can become harsh and drive people away. Now let's talk about the fundamental truths of Christianity. These are the core beliefs that we simply can't compromise on. At the heart of our faith is the belief in the triune nature of God: Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three persons in one divine being. It's a mystery, but it's central to who God is. Then we have Jesus Christ, fully God and fully human. His life on earth was marked by extraordinary events that define our faith. We believe in his miraculous virgin birth, his sinless life, and his sacrificial death on the cross for our sins. But it doesn't end there. We affirm his bodily resurrection, his ascension into heaven, and his promised return. These aren't just historical facts or theological concepts. They're the very foundation of our faith, shaping how we understand God, ourselves, and our purpose in this world. When we talk about guarding against false teaching, these are the truths we're protecting. Now let's talk about how we can develop discernment to identify false teachings. It's not always easy, but it's crucial for our spiritual growth and protection. First and foremost, immerse yourself in God's word. The Bible is our ultimate guide and source of truth. Make it a daily habit to read, study, and meditate on Scripture. The more familiar you become with God's truth, the easier it'll be to spot falsehoods when they come your way. Next, don't go it alone. Engage with other believers who are equally passionate about truth. Join a Bible study group or find a mentor who can guide you in your spiritual journey. These relationships provide opportunities for discussion, accountability, and mutual learning. Remember, discernment isn't about becoming judgmental or closed-minded. It's about developing a keen sense of what aligns with God's word and what doesn't. As you grow in your understanding, always approach new ideas with a humble and prayerful attitude.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you seeking wisdom and discernment. In a world filled with so many voices, help us to cling to your truth and stay rooted in your word. Guard our hearts and minds from false teachings and guide us to always uphold the core beliefs of our faith. Give us courage to stand firm in truth while also showing love and grace to others. May we grow in our understanding of your word, and may we always seek your guidance in every decision. We trust in your power and your protection. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, may God's peace and blessings be with you always. Thank you for our time together, and may his light continue to guide and strengthen you. Take care, and may you walk in his grace and love. Blessings.